If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with CookUnity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. CookUnity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning. Just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, CookUnity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to CookUnity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs, delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. For the first time in a week, the three-legged stool is back together in studio.
Yeah, you guys went on a little vacation without me to Indy.
You went on a vacation.
No, I went on based off of you guys leaving me. That's the reason that I went on my own little soiree. I was left behind.
This was not a vacation.
Not at all.
Oh, I saw the pictures. Jake, oh, easy.
Well, there were some fun moments on the trip.
Hey, Nestler, what's going on?
That was a fortunate occurrence. Yes. That was, last night in Indy, go out and
you saw Google
things.
Me?
Who's Nestler?
That'd be Brad Nestler, the iconic voice of college football, college basketball.
How did
for
you
years.
Dump? So you sent the message that they were there.
Yeah.
So did you just kind of wait it out and then stand up and dumb into them?
Glad you asked that question.
I want to know how.
Where were they?
How did you make the interaction?
So we saw we're at a cigar bar. Just to be very clear, cigar bar in downtown Indy. Nikki Blaine's was the name of the cigar bar. Right next to Sip's Hotel, actually.
The Hilton Garden.
Sip was not there. He was asleep at this point.
Yes.
And we're sitting there for probably 10 minutes, and then Blackledge walks in. Oh, it's Todd Blackledge. He was at St. Elmo's.
Was this after 10?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, we get there about 9:30. We were there till about 10.
Sleeping.
We were there till 11 o'clock.
I was at the Mexican place.
You were still there? Uh-huh. Okay. And then Blackledge walks in. Okay, it's Todd. He was at St. Elmo's. He sat right next to us. Cool. Then here comes Matt Castle. Here comes
Matt Castle.
Brad Nessler, who I didn't recognize Brad Nessler right away, but then he starts talking. I'm like, that's the golden voice. Yeah. And then he says, introduces, I'm Brad Nessler to somebody sitting with. I'm like, holy crap, that is the Brad Nessler. So we eavesdrop for, I don't know, a half hour, 40 minutes or so. And then
eavesdrop.
On the way out, we say we should probably, you know, Nick says we should probably snag a pick. I'm like, that's fine. We can get a pick with those guys. He wanted
snag
a picture.
A pick. Yeah.
And so
Nick was in short pants.
In the cigar bar. That's a questionable look.
Is it questionable?
You went to St. Elmo's in short pants. That's a fancy restaurant. You dress up to go to St. Elmo's.
Okay, help, Bill. Help with this. Is that okay? It doesn't bother me.
I think it's okay, but I would have went to, if I went to St. Elmo's, I'd be in pants.
Pants.
I'd be in long jeans? Pants. I'd probably be more pants. I'd probably be more in pants.
Khakis?
Could be something like that.
Khakis would be fine.
Yeah.
It's an odd look. Now, Nick will learn, but it's an odd look going to St. Elmo's in shorts.
Is it in this day and age?
Yes.
This day and age, it seems like those things have changed a little bit.
If you had looked around the building inside a very packed, which is always packed, St. Elmo's, people were dressed, not to the nines, but dressed very well. It was not casual. Not casual. It was, they dressed nice. I had pants on.
Good job. Things like that interest me that you pointed that out with swim because I didn't.
It just stood out to me because the group that Jake is referring to were all in long pants.
Long pants, sort of leisure wear.
Yes, leisure wear.
But nice, yeah, nice clothes.
Okay, so that's noted. Not if you go to St. Elmo's, probably not shorts.
No, and a cigar bar, nice cigar bar. Please dress, for the occasion here.
Okay.
Respect the cigar bar on the occasion here.
How did you start the interaction with Nessler?
I let Nick go. I said, Nick, you're the one who wants to talk to him. So you want the picture. You can just say, hey, sorry to interrupt you. We're big fans from Lincoln, Nebraska, here from Media Days. We want to see if we could snag a quick picture with you guys. Big fans. He's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So he just nice. It was a nice, quick ask by Nick. We didn't linger too long, got the picture and rolled out. Shook hands, bounced out of there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's the proper way.
100.
Don't hang around and ask him
questions. Is Castle doing TV now?
I think he's with NBC.
And so, I didn't know that.
I think he's a studio analyst. So Nestler, Blackledge, of course, is going to be color commentary with Noah Eagle, Ian Eagle's son.
Okay.
And then I think Matt Castle is in a studio capacity role for pregame, halftime.
I was shocked at the height of Nestler.
He's not very tall.
No. I would have guessed Nessler at 6'2". I'm saying he's 5'6".
Smaller than me.
He looks short, yeah.
Just look at the picture.
He's not tall.
Take a look at it. I didn't.
He's got that booming voice of a 6'2", 6'3" guy.
I was surprised, too, at his lack of stature.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't think that was him when he walked in. Like, how would I think that's Brad Nessler? He's a little short for what you would think for that booming voice.
God. Huh. It was a great picture. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
You made my day.
Yeah, there's nobody famous at El Toro.
But we saw lots of pictures of Sip in videos. People like to
no, there was not lots of pictures.
Yeah, Sean Callahan posted a tweet. Robin Washington posted a video, which was confusing. You thought it was a picture. It was a 3-second video, though. He's just like this the whole time.
I agreed to those pictures. Video. I agreed to those pictures grudgingly. I don't like that. I don't know why I agreed to it, but I did.
But you had a great
meal.
You had a great meal, and you had a great margarita, and you have great memories of El Toro, which you were supposed to go to on Tuesday night, but you didn't get into like midnight, felt like.
Well, yeah, 11:30.
Midnight.
Pretty close. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have pushed back on that one.
It was 11:30, Jake. Yes, okay, yes. 11:30, midnight.
Yeah, El Toro was incredible. That place is incredible. I don't know how to describe it. I'm not going to try.
It's a Mexican restaurant in downtown Indy.
Yeah, with thumping Mexican like club music. Interesting. There's always a birthday party there. There's always a big birthday party. They bring out a thing that's flaming.
A sombrero?
Well, they bring
a flaming sombrero.
Well, they bring out a sombrero. They bring out a drink that's flaming. I don't even know what it is. I'm not even going to pretend like I even close to know. But no, they bring out a big drum. They bang a huge drum for the birthday.
Is it as good as Tico's?
Tico's is a Lincoln institution.
I know it. That's why
I'm not going to compare.
When's your last trip to Tico's?
It was probably the winter of 2022.
Okay,
it was
recently.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Tico's. This Tico's has lost. I've just been kind of, it's like a forgotten place for me. Yeah. And it was mentioned on this trip that I was on about Tico's. And I said, you know, I drove by that was a big deal to go to Tico's back in the day.
Back in the day, my sister was the hostess for 10 years.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. This just comes up now. Yeah. We've been working. I've known you for 30 years. Kathy. And I just find out.
Kathy was a hostess.
Bill probably met her at some point there.
I might have met her.
You probably did. She probably showed you to your seat.
Tico's.
I'm not going to get into comparisons.
Yes.
I don't think that El Toro is the landmark in Indianapolis that Tico's is in Lincoln. It's a different vibe. It's a louder vibe.
I've never dined at Tico's before.
El Toro's a much louder vibe. Yeah. Tico's is a more reserved, probably older people play.
Tico's is more of a date restaurant.
Sit down and be quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
El Toro is pretty loud. It's loud.
I went there last year with you to El Toro. I did not make the trip this year with you to El Toro. It's a nice place. It's a big restaurant. It's pretty big for a Mexican restaurant. It's pretty spacious for downtown.
You met Nestler.
I did. That was a shock.
What a trip, Bill. This was not a vacation. These are hard trips. Jake had a harder trip than I did. He did. But the
drive home began around 2 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. We got back to Lincoln around 11, or just shy of 11. I went to bed at 11:45.
But Bill did
made
that,
it back.
Too.
He did.
Bill did that. You guys do a good job of doing that.
We've had some late arrivals, but that was a lot. We were checking in with Jake quite often on his trip.
He did. On the way home,
I told him not to text after 9 because it might wake me.
I was still texting him at
10:30 last night. I was texting, checking in.
And the last one I said, I just passed the Waverly exit, so you knew I made it home.
My wife's like, who are you texting? And I'm like, Jake, travel. I guess that's how he's doing.
You made it.
Yes.
You swim in Chancellor Brewington.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a pretty smooth drive.
Chancellor,
back.
What a good dude.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. I like Chancellor. Really, he was good.
And just a great dude and a really, really, really good football player and a tough dude. I love it. Yeah, great young man.
Tough dude. From the text line, Joe in Boulder says, who got back faster, Jake driving or Sipple flying? For the first time ever, you actually had a smooth flight back from Indianapolis. I think it was
the first time.
You smoked us home. You got back home about 2:30. That's when I began my drive back, essentially.
Yeah, the airlines, it was strangely smooth, which you don't encounter all
Which was not often. The case on the way in for you.
No, but compared to other trips... Even a 13-hour travel day compared to other trips, which seemed okay. That's how bad the other ones were. But, yeah, I mean, the first one, I don't even want to talk about it. Nobody cares.
You had a rough go.
Yeah. Not that rough.
You somehow flew over Indianapolis to Charlotte and then
flew
to Cincinnati instead of Indy and got there about, 4 in the morning, something like that?
Then drove a pickup.
I wish we had video evidence of that entire trip and how you guys operated that.
Yeah, and then
we don't, though.
The issue was we got there at 4. Nebraska went up first that day. Like, they were like 9 or 10. I don't even think about it. So, yeah, Indianapolis was a success.
It was. It was a good time. It's tiring out there, but it's
fun, though.
When you're back, you're happy to be back. I am happy to be in Lincoln, Nebraska today. I really am. Very happy.
Glad to see the stool back together.
The stool is here.
Nice.
The stool is here.
Maybe next year I make the cut.
You made the cut.
I didn't make the cut. Jake said.
I didn't make the cut in one way. We'll discuss off air. But you did make the cut. You could have went. You don't have to go. But if you want to go, you're welcome. And it's kind of fun. I think you'd kind of like it. I don't know. I kind of like it. But it's frenzied,
Bill.
It's frenzied for me.
It is a frenzy.
It's a frenzy. It is not like, there's not a lot of
Jack because you're writing about everybody, right? Well, I mean, you have to listen.
Did you
listen to every coach?
No.
Oh, you don't?
It's just a Nebraska thing. You get embroiled in Nebraska. Yeah, I mean, and it's really quick. I mean, Rule goes to the main podium. Then he goes to a side podium. You got to write, right. Dannon's there. You got to write that. Then three players are there. You got to write that. It's just right. That's all it is. You don't even have time to BS with people.
Not really. Well, I had some time to BS, but I wasn't writing. But still, you got to get people on.
I would have been
radio.
Enthralled with everyone else.
I know you would have, but you don't have to write.
No, that's true. But I would have been enthralled. I'd want to hear Iowa. I'd want to hear Purdue.
Absolutely.
I would want to hear Northwestern.
Absolutely.
I would love to be that part of it.
I'd like that too.
To have some sort of insight, like, that was interesting to see what that sounded like or what was
100. It was interesting to listen to Lincoln Riley. Yeah. It was.
Yes.
I mean, to see Lincoln Riley without a cap on was interesting, too. I totally agree with that.
That part I would really enjoy.
You know,
I heard through the grapevine, through other reporters that were there, that the setup is buffoonery.
No, I disagree. But in what regard?
They just talked about when the speakers are up, that there's like a 20-yard gap to the next people, and then also back behind them because there's the Big Ten setup and the other.
That's right.
So that there's people milling around.
It's true.
So you're up talking, and you're the main. You know, hey, listen, we're talking to the new head coach, University of Michigan, and there's just they said as far as speaking, they said there's nothing that would be more awkward than this.
Did that affect Deshaun Foster?
That might have caught
UCLA.
That might have caught Foster.
That was where this came up at. When someone said, he goes, okay, obviously it didn't go well for Deshaun Foster in his opening remarks and but everything else went fine for him, but. They said, it's so awkward. If you had to go up on that stage and speak and you have this, there's nothing worse. I've never really had it happen, but maybe a little time. If I'm doing like my speaking thing and all of a sudden, if there's like two people in the back just talking to each other,
Bill,
it freaks you out.
I've had it happen and it is, you have to power through it, but it's really hard.
You do. You have to completely just zone it out. Or
you got it. Good job. Thank you.
Or if there's I've also had it before where it says you're talking and there's 300 people out there and there's one person that's looking at their phone.
Right.
And you're just like,
really?
You almost would have come off.
Come on.
God, 100.
So it's people back there milling around during the main. It should be almost like.
They're milling.
There should be like going like, hey, whenever the speaker is speaking, everything stops. When all of a sudden, whenever the head coach is up there, he's only up there for about, 10 minutes?
I totally agree.
But you got to realize that. So the setup, it's a good looking setup. It's very professional. It looks good, but. Everything is out there. So you're in the end zone. The stage is basically almost behind the end zone, and everything else, there's side podiums, there's the Big Ten set, there's CBS Sports, there's Radio Row. I mean, everything in that building is beyond you to see. So they can see the whole building from that.
I totally
agree. That
would
be distracting.
I totally agree with Bill. I hadn't thought of it. What you'd have to do at the podium is keep your attention on the writers that are in front of their
whoever
computers.
Be very, very close to you.
Yeah.
Yes. And is that right that it was what they were reported was even the first reporters are 20 yards away?
Yes.
That's true,
yes,
too.
That's true.
That would freak
it
me
would
out.
It would still be hard for you and probably hard for me and probably they should address it. They should listen to our conversation. Even the reporters that are there in the, we'll call it the immediate area, they're just being normal 2024 people where they're looking at their phones.
They're
typing stuff on their computer. Yep. They're not all listening.
No.
I'd say out of the, I don't know, would you say 250 people seated at those chairs, you probably have the rapt attention of 100, maybe.
Maybe less than that.
Maybe less than that.
Less.
The
maybe
rapt
less.
Attention.
Yeah. Maybe less.
Because Sipple's covering Nebraska. I'm going to listen to some of what Ferentz is saying, but then I'm going to get on my phone and text whoever and maybe type a few lines on something.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe that's what got Foster. Maybe that's what got him. I don't know.
That would freak me out.
It would freak you out. There was a regular speech I had in Kearney where I dealt with that problem you said every week, and I had to get ready for it because it was in a bar, and a lot of the bar was devoted to this Husker group, but some of it, there was just people coming in that had nothing to do with the group and didn't even know what was going on. And they would talk just like it was their ordinary day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was excruciating.
Yeah, it would be horrible.
I didn't even know what I was saying sometimes.
It's true.
That is true.
Ever,
you know what I'm saying?
If you've ever done it, you've been through it. And it can freak you out. It can freak you out.
I hope I made sense in that statement.
I know. Because you're kind of listening. Because you hear them. That's all you hear.
You do.
Are you ever tempted to say anything?
Oh, I yell at them. I snap. No, I don't
say a
word.
I've heard of people that do. That
no, I don't say,
hey,
no, no.
Hey,
no,
we're here for this.
No, you don't say a word.
Phones down, please.
Yeah.
Phones down.
I have never done it, but I've heard of people that do it.
No, I just kind of power through it. And what's shocking about it is that
interesting,
one person or two people out of a group of 300 can throw you.
And they
describe this as the milling in the back. Wasn't one or two.
No.
It's hundreds.
People walking back and forth. You're up there. So
yes.
Matt Rule's up speaking, and people are just whizzing by.
100%.
And they're stopping and talking. laughing.
Bill, they are. Bill, that's exactly right.
I'll tell you this. I get up in the middle of coaches' speeches and go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's common. You're not alone. That's just where people just come and go as they please.
You got a point.
That's why you'd be so much better at a different setup. When you walked into this room, the coach is speaking, and then when you walk out, it's everybody else is at the hotels. Then you walk out, and then you go, there's Radio Row. There's the Big Ten.
It used to be that in Chicago.
It was that way in Chicago.
It's cool at the stadium. It's awesome being there for us, but I imagine maybe the coaches feel differently about that because of the distractions out there.
Great point. And by the way, as far as Big Ten Media Days goes, was it your sense that there were fewer people there?
I kind of thought so.
Yeah, that was
or they were spread out, like not in the main area, because a lot of these guys had interviews all across the stadium, different rooms of Lucas Oil Stadium, different levels of the stadium. So they might have had their own private setups, like for CBS Sports, it was on the field, but also in a different room, not in the main area.
The Nebraska media contingent has dwindled noticeably. I mean, it's used to be much bigger, and that's some of it because I don't want to get into exactly.
I didn't think there was a lot of. I didn't see a lot of Pac-12 or the four teams in their contingent. Washington had a couple people there, but I didn't think USC had a huge throng of people. UCLA had nobody there. Oregon had a few reporters there, but I was like, this could be a champion team here, and there's nobody here.
They're in Los Angeles.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
As Deshaun Foster would tell you.
I think that was a
joke.
We're
in LA with USC?
I think he tried to make a joke, dry humor, and it didn't go over at all. And then it rattled. That's what I think happened.
It was seriously about 15 seconds of awkward pause, then the weird laugh, and said, all right, any questions at the end?
I think it rattled.
All I could think about was they flew out there, I'm sure, on a private jet, and their version of Keith Mann did not have him prepared.
Well,
because you would ask him, you're the first person
on the stage.
Let's go over a very detailed here. You're going to get, here's what they're going to say. Yep. Here's how this is going to start.
I agree with you.
Here's the intro to how they're going to get on the stage.
Because your opening statement, some people will do one for 15 minutes. Some people will do it for a minute. That doesn't really bother me. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not like, oh, wow, that was a brief. I mean, Confucius would have said, we're extremely excited. Yeah. We're a great school from, you know, we have 130 championships, whatever he said, you know, bum, bum, bum. And then went to questions. No one says a word, but it just went. It fell really bad.
I believe P.J. Fleck went for 14 minutes yesterday. Rule went for about 9 or 10 before it took questions, which is good. Take 5 minutes to questions.
Yeah, Fleck went for 15, I heard, and still got 2 minutes of Q&A.
He did.
He went for 15 minutes. Fickle went long, too.
Fickle went about 14 minutes on Tuesday.
Yeah. Opening statement. Yes. They were ready. No, you're right. Yeah. I don't know whether to... See, Bill... I thought about that. I've thought about it over the years. Is that on that person, that the UCLA version of Keith Mann? Does that person really have to prep the coach, or should the coach making $5 million a year inherently know that I'm the face of the program? I have to put my best foot forward at this podium this day because it's a big day. Why does somebody have to tell you that?
I guess it would be yes, he should. Yeah,
shouldn't he know?
Should know. I've got to be really good during this time when I'm up here. I got to be really good because I just look around the room and go, "Ooh, there's some people in here that are really good."
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would think that it's brand new. It's your first time, so the sports information are going to be like, "Okay,
I hear you.
This is the first time you've ever done this,
right?"
And so let's walk through this.
Shouldn't assume that he'd be okay.
So I'm looking at the. It was actually I thought it was 1:30. He went for 42 seconds before he had the awkward 20-second pause. And then so it was 1:06 before he took a question. That's it. 1:06 with 20 seconds of very, very awkward, weird silence that me... I'm on the side. I'm like, what's going on up there? I was in Radio Row. Like, why is it so quiet in here? Yeah. Oh, that's why. Deshaun Foster's failing up on the stage. He was fine
the rest of the day.
Yeah, when he wasn't on the podium, the main podium.
And that was commented on also. They're like, well, we had him on air and on a separate one, and he was great. Yeah. And so, what's weird about it is that some people get up there and they get off the stage, and you're just like, wow, they got it going on. And they go 3-9.
And they can't coach.
They can't, yeah. And then someone could be just the opposite. Where
exactly.
The problem is that if things don't go so well for them, then they refer back.
Yeah, that's how he must address the team.
They refer back to like, well, we should have known this was coming.
Leadership's a little weird.
We should have known this was coming from media day, which isn't fair.
No, it's not.
It's not the right
it's
fair
really
thing
not
to say.
Fair. It's just that's just one example. It's one point in time. It shouldn't define him at all.
Absolutely not.
Right?
I mean, should not. Yeah. Should not.
If you have a good year, we can go back and laugh and say, well, that was an awkward start, but hey. The coaching was good during the season.
Because almost every league, there'll be coaches that just killed it.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely killed it. Now, they went back to last year, and they mentioned that the head coach at Northwestern, who had been there for, a month?
When he went to the media guy?
David Braun.
Even a month when he went there, and they said he killed it.
He did do
last
well. He did well this year,
so,
too.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
I'd want my coach to kill it. I'm not going to lie.
If you have your choice, it's like, be really good up there. Yeah. Be really good.
Give us a good face for the program. That is serious talk and kind of idle chit-chat. Sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. We have to do a quick roll call. It is a Friday.
Please do a roll call.
It's 6:24.
We
had been together for a full week. We had a lot.
Should we do
the
show an extra hour today?
Ooh, I wish. I think it can happen. Pause.
Stop
today. Yeah, please today. Would you text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do you want today, Bill?
Have you or your family, or what is the plan? Have you gotten your tickets for the practice? I want to know.
There you go.
I want to know what your plan is. Do you have your tickets for the practice? I need some updates.
This is August.
We need numbers.
Next Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. Why would you not want to go to that?
No.
Why would you not want to go?
There should be also a combination. We talked about this. You want to make an impact on recruiting? Fill the place up and then show what it looks like.
David Sanders is here today. Well, he's not here yet.
Have known that by Dylan Raiola's tweet last night.
I didn't know this. What did he say?
I sent it to you in a snap. You saw it. You saw this.
Okay, just go ahead and share it.
Yes.
Please.
Well, here's the tweet from Dylan Raiola last night on YouTube. Twitter, not YouTube.
X.
Raiola says this, Husker Twitch. Nation, let's welcome David Sanders home to Lincoln. Meet us outside the new Tom Osborne complex at 5:15 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that one,
today.
Yeah.
Calling all Husker fans, go Big Red. I'll be picking him up at Omaha Epley at 1:30 p.m. Let's show him some love. That's from Dylan Raiola.
That's from Dylan?
That's Dylan's tweet. That was
it is?
That's Dylan's
I thought that was somebody else's tweet. Okay.
I trust Dylan. Well, it's right here. Dylan Raiola tweeted it. You might have had a retweet of that, but that's his tweet.
Oh, okay.
Dylan tweeted it out.
David Sanders is an offensive tackle from Charlotte, North Carolina, who's also considering Ohio State, Georgia, Tennessee.
That's right. That's the top four.
And then Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
Okay. Ohio State, Georgia, Tennessee. And he'll be here. He's staying at the Kindler.
And Dylan wants you to come see him at 5:15 tonight. Hmm. So if there's a big crowd for that, there better be a massive crowd for the practice next Saturday.
Yeah,
6:30 p.m. Saturday.
Needs to be. Also, there should be a line of like 200 buses, school buses, for this event. If I'm a high school football coach, I'm taking my team to watch, because the number of things that when high school kids show
tremendous.
Up, when high school kids show up, they're like, I had no idea this is how you practice in college. I have no idea. There are some places that do it really well. Don't get me wrong. There's schools that do. Everyone works. It's different when they see the structure of how many things, the moving parts, and what's going on, and how. And you just look at this.
Blow you away.
This is how you practice. This is what practice looks like.
It'll blow you away.
And so, if I was a high school coach, I would be bringing my entire team down just to sit there with them and just say, "Do you see the transition?
Absolutely.
Do you see how they go to this? Do you see the? There should be 200 school buses parked out there.
I like watching it. I have that memory of you. I have a lot of practice memories, but I have that memory of Bill. They're doing it was cool, Jake. You know, we could go there sometimes. Frosty would let us in
for
30 minutes, and they were doing a
backed up punt.
Backed up punt. That's right. Backed up punt. Buscini was in the back of the end zone. And Bill was yelling, "This is live! This is live! Yeah. This is live!"
Should have got video so he could play it sometime.
It was super cool. Mm. It got me going. I didn't need coffee. It was
Bill's yelling.
Yeah, it got me going.
I actually kind of swung by the media people and yelled at you. I did give you a little holler. Not yelled at. Just kind of gave you, "Hey, wait!
This is how it goes.
Hey, wake up! Right. Wake up!
I'll wake you up right now."
That was cool, though. It was cool. Like I used to watch the goal line. We probably won't do that in this practice, but the goal line, when you guys did goal, well, you didn't do it, but it was back in the Osborne era when they did goal line. Oh, my God, it was intense violence. Violence. Yes. You had to stand back. Like, I'm not going to get near that.
Yeah, and so there should be 200 school buses. Get your tickets.
Watch, Bill, that's a great point for the kids. Watch it.
You have the chance to watch a full practice.
If I'm talking to my whatever youth football. Uh-huh. It'd be great to take the.
Oh, it'd be inspiring.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey, watch this. This is what it looks like." Yeah. You guys think it's just like, "Hey, we go out and just catch some passes."
Oh,
and
my God. Oh, that's a good point.
No, no. We do a lot more. There's so much more going on.
Yeah.
And then you also get a chance to show the importance of special teams. There'll be some form of special teams done that night.
It should be.
And how it's done, how it's organized, all those things.
D1.
So if you're trying to buy tickets, Huskers.com/tickets. Also, if you can't make it, but you think it's important to donate to 1890, which it is, because David Sanders is in town on this weekend.
Michael Terry.
Michael Terry's a five-star player also. 1890Nebraska.com. Help Nebraska out. If you want these players, we got to pay them nowadays. Got to ante up.
Jake, I'm telling you, when Rule went on that little spiel late in his appearance the other day, he said, "Hey, we're doing fine in terms of our collective, but we can do a lot better." I mean, he basically said, "We're not Oregon, we're not LSU, we're not Ohio State. They're ahead of us." And I think that's helpful to Matt Davidson and that crew.
Should be. Hey, wake up. I think we need some more.
Once again, the advantage that's going with the changes being made, be happy that you're a Nebraska fan, because the reason one of the reasons that they're in on some of the players
Sanders.
That are here is because of the collective.
100.
If you think that it's just like, well, if you want to have a great story, we'll hold it off. I have a great story about this to talk about on what it matters and what someone can do with collective.
Okay. 100.
All right. Roll call here. We got people 464-5685. I'll go to YouTube first. How about that? For those that I don't talk
don't
to
hurt
YouTube.
Yourself.
Yeah. Quinn in Milford, age 34. Yes, he's going to the practice, by the way.
Thank you.
He's
going. Hope he's taking a couple of friends with him.
He should. Doug on YouTube. We've got Abe. We've got James, Steven. We got Scott. That's Inglesby, by the way.
Inglesby.
Yeah. From the National
Guard. National Guard. I use
Inglesby's with us?
Yes. Inglesby's here.
I use his backpack that they got us. That's what I
brought mine too.
That's what I travel
that's
with.
That's why I took mine to Indy.
Yeah,
I got so what was
people
yours
stop me all the time.
I gave mine away.
Oh.
To a friend. That was not a...
He probably deserved it. I guess
still being used.
I went with the old someone gave me a very valuable present. Yeah. I'm going to keep it for myself.
It's a great backpack,
they
by
gifted
the way.
It to me. I didn't like try to get something else out of it.
Yeah.
It's hey, I'll trade my backpack for a burrito.
It was a child.
For a burrito. Sorry, Inglesby. I kept mine. I love
mine.
It.
I used mine.
Zip traded his in for a meal at El Toro.
I regifted it.
Jim in Lebanon, Indiana. Wes and Howells with us this morning. And that's from YouTube. Now the text line real quick. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59. Not going to practice. He lives in Florida.
It's hard. It's a long drive.
John in Southeast Lincoln with us. Sanderson is going to the practice.
Sanderson.
Bought tickets last night, he says, actually.
With the hair.
Age 53 for Sanderson. Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening
Why
to us?
Why would he be listening to us in Chattanooga?
That's weird. No tickets. He's in Tennessee, so he's not coming back. Tyler K., age 22, lives in Iowa City, not going to the practice. You could drive. That's drivable.
That's drivable. Tyler. Think about it. Are you really into it, Tyler?
Tyler, thought you wanted to win Nebraska. I don't know. Guess not, apparently. Chet in Nebraska City, age 31. Nyla is not going yet, but she might. Buy tickets.
Nyla, get in there. We need you.
What are you waiting for, Nyla? Come on. Ryan in California says, if I wasn't in California, I'd be there. But I am. Aaron is on his way to Seward. Didn't say if he's going to practice or not. Bill in Bennett says, no tickets yet, but I am planning to.
Please, Bill.
Age 59. Tim in Dallas, age 49. Joe in Boulder says he's 63 and is thinking about making the trip back for the weekend.
Joe, why not?
Joe
Life's
in Boulder.
Too short.
Do it. Make the trip. Scooter in Roca is with. He's not going. Why not? You're able. You're capable.
Scooter, I kind of appreciate that one. I'm in Roca, and I will not go.
Jason in Ankeny, Iowa, age 51. John in Fremont is back from a week in Minneapolis with us this morning.
Minneapolis.
Oh, I bet he's glad to
the
be
The Twin
there.
Cities.
Buffet Sun says, no tickets yet, but I am a monthly contributor to 1890, so I am helping out.
Thank you.
That's helpful. Kent is in Flandreau, South Dakota.
Never heard of it.
He will buy tickets today, by
Where
the way.
That, Thank Jake? You, Kent.
I don't know. I don't know Flandreau.
I know Kent.
Do you?
Well, if it's the same Kent, I'm thinking, yes, I
He's
do.
He's age 60.
Yes, that would be the Kent that I would know.
Okay. The Corn
Daily
Dog.
Daily listener.
The Corn Dog from Sterling, Nebraska, age 34. Kristen Fremont says age 48. Stan Bennett is 68. He's going camping, so he can't go to the practice.
Camping. Let us know where you're going camping. I'd like to
people
know
have,
that location.
Have events and plans. I understand that.
Jeff and McCook, age 51. Big Bird in Columbus is 64. No tickets. He's busy this weekend. McSafety has tickets. He's going to Tico's for pregame and peach margaritas.
How about if when he McSafety. Named off peach McSafety? He runs. Think about this. So McSafety, I take to myself as a personal friend.
Yes.
And he runs all safety in the state of Nebraska.
Wow.
All safety. I
need to talk to
he's
him.
He's very close to Bombeck. McSafety
no
and Bombeck are the same people.
Power brokers.
Power brokers. When they walk in, yep. I spoke at an event with McSafety, and it was like I was taken back. I did not want to get up and speak after he addressed the group.
When Bombeck walks in with his cutoff shirt,
yes,
head on backwards.
Game over.
Yes,
game over for all of
and
us.
And does gymnastics for us in the hallway.
Yeah. Doing walking handstands.
Handstands and stuff.
Walking handstands. Ridiculous. Mr. Sparky with us. William in Phoenix with us. Age 53.
AZ.
Anybody under 30 this morning?
Yeah, we had somebody 27 years old.
Okay. Nice.
Brian, age 36, and Nolan, age 12, in Mascot, Florida.
Nice.
Mascot, Florida.
Well,
really, Nolan?
Nolan. Yep.
Nolan.
Nolan.
Age 12.
Nolan, two L's, by the way. N-O-L-L-A-N.
How about Nolan up and texting?
Well, that was his dad texting. But he's with his dad. That's great. Husker Rick in Crèvecoeur, Missouri. Is that, they messed that one up.
I don't know where that. I don't know what that
Crèvecoeur,
is.
Crèvecoeur, don't know either.
Cream That's an easy drive though.
Cream corn, Missouri.
Stephen in Hondo, Texas. David from South Carolina with us. We've got Kyle, age 36, and Easton, age 8, in Lincoln. How about under 30?
Is he
Easton.
Up in Texan?
Yeah, Kyle was texting for Easton.
Easton,
36.
Is he in Cream Corn, Missouri too?
Montana Husker and Helena. Helen, is it Helen or Helena? Montana. I always
There's
forget
a good question.
That's a good question. I think because I've heard it
Helena.
Both ways.
I think it's
Caribbean,
Helena.
Caribbean. There you go. Let us know.
Helena.
Helena. Let's go with Helena.
What would you say? What was
Helena.
Your other?
Helena.
No. Helena.
Helena Montana.
I think it's Helena.
I think you're
right.
But
people always say, well, is it tomato or tomato? I'm like, I've never heard someone say tomato in my life.
Or potato,
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah,
Come
yeah.
On. Potato, it's potato,
no.
And it's tomato.
Never heard it said that way. But the Caribbean and Caribbean, I've heard that.
Yeah. Caribbean.
Also this morning when I walked in, Ben said, hey, Bill, sup.
He said, hadn't seen sup. For a full week.
He dropped a sup on the distinguished Bill Bush.
He hadn't seen Bill for an entire week.
Jake was here.
I heard it. It's his first words were, sup.
Bill is 58 years old and accomplished coach.
He didn't say great to see you,
coach. You talk to him like he's your buddy at Lakeview.
Sup.
Welcome back,
coach.
You dropped
a sup on Bill Bush.
That's his first words.
First words.
I don't even do that.
First words. Sup. Sup. I go, hey, Ben.
That's
sup.
That's amazing.
It with the head thing. Yeah. Sup.
Sup.
That's what it was. That's the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah and the crew. She's the spirit animal of Lincoln. 48th and Holdridge. Lincoln. Bowling, billiards, karaoke, darts, and more. 48th and Holdridge. By the way, before I get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast or brunch this morning, Sip, you look like you're hungry over there.
Oh, okay.
You know where you should go?
Where?
Early Bird!
Is there a restaurant that fits it?
Early Bird.
It does.
19th and K. Unlimited free parking. Free parking, Sip.
Hold it. So you can park right in front of it.
You can park right in front.
But and there's no cost.
And there's no cost.
And you can just get out and walk right into the Bird.
Within 5 seconds, you're inside. How about that for
That's not easy to do.
In downtown Lincoln, that's not easy to do.
Go down to the Haymarket sometime and try to hey, I'm going to go to Laszlo's real quick. See where you park at.
Bill's age. Yeah. He's aged. He knows that. Conversation. Well, how's the parking? Is one of your first questions.
It's my first questions. Yeah. Yes. And then a lot of times it's like, you know what? I'll just meet you there. And I'm not sure if I'm going there. Yeah.
If there's parking, you're much more apt to go.
And if it's free, 100. Also. So they've got French toast, breakfast burritos. They got smothered chicken fried.
Smothered.
Steak.
Yeah. That's gravy. When you say smothered, it's gravy. Sausage gravy.
What else?
Cinnamon roll pancakes. And how about the famous hash holes?
Hash hole. God, I missed that.
You missed the hash holes.
I did. He couldn't do it.
I didn't do it as loud as I'd like to in Indianapolis.
He wanted to do it in Indianapolis, but he was muted because there's people around.
I don't want to scare the people in the morning.
There's a chance I still would have fired it off. I think I'd have fired one across the bow of Radio Row. I think I would have, but I wasn't invited. I didn't make the cut.
You made the cut. God.
Open daily 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Stop by. Yeah, 7 days a week. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
What's this place called?
It's called Early Bird, and the Early Bird gets the
breakfast
pancake.
And who runs it?
Who runs this place? That'd be Jamie Burrow.
The Burrow family.
Did you see Joe's new hairdo?
Yes, and he was going to talk about it. Jamie's going to talk about it when everyone meets down there for the live remote.
He got a cut, and he colored it blonde.
It's short and it's blonde.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting. Look.
You know what else is interesting? The first day I came to work here, which would have been, was it February?
Late January, 2023. Yeah.
The shirt that Sipple's wearing now is the shirt he wore that day. I go, you wore today a shirt that has half an emblem on it.
I got to go change this because I got to go on and I got to do a thing in front of people.
That makes sense. I think
that's a good description right there.
Can I wear this in public?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Are you sure?
I just remember I remember comedy that day that it was a half a logo.
I think I need to take the whole logo off.
No, keep it on there.
Please, don't do that.
When we come back, more reaction from Media Days and Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.